With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Joe Manchin will not seek re-election in 2024.
Senator Joe Manchin's departure in 2024 gives the GOP a prime opportunity to pick up a seat in the heavily Republican state. Manchin had been the only Democrat elected to statewide office in West Virginia. He's also served as governor, secretary of state, and state legislator. The 76-year-old said in a statement that he made the decision after months of deliberation and long conversations with his family. Manchin says he plans to travel the country and speak out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together. I'm Shelley Adler.
Plans for the next GOP debate.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says the party has plans for additional debates in the 2024 election cycle.
Yes, we're going to have more debates, and the candidates are going to have to, you know, be able to have their voice heard.
A fourth debate is scheduled for early next month in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. To make the stage, candidates must garner at least 6% in two approved polls and gather at least 80,000 unique donors representing 20 or more states. Greg Clugston, Miami.
A judge's ruling will be appealed.
The appeal seeks to overturn the ruling of a Houston federal judge against a revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. The judge ruled in favor of Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. The federal policy was first created by the Obama administration. The lower court ruling said the executive branch overstepped its authority in creating the program and that it was up to Congress to take action on the issue. The appeal process is expected to take months before a decision is rendered. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. International Christian Concern is out with its 2023 list of the world's worst persecutors.
The report includes 10 oppressive countries, 6 entities, and 5 individuals. The countries include North Korea, Iran, India, Azerbaijan, and the entities are groups like the Fulani of Nigeria, Al-Shabaab. And the individuals include President Erdogan of Turkey, Xi Jinping of China, and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. The ICC says the list is an effort to shed light on what our persecuted brothers and sisters experience in the dark and what they endure to live out the faith they have chosen. I'm Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Concerned Women for America is applauding state efforts to protect female athletes from sex discrimination. Since 2020, 23 states have enacted laws to protect female athletes from unfair competition in sports designated for women and girls. This is SRN News. The Red Cross gets an earful from the Israeli medical community. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Doctors, medics, and emergency personnel numbering in the hundreds demonstrated outside the Tel Aviv headquarters of the International Red Cross on Thursday, protesting the organization's failure to pursue normal hostage protocols regarding those held by Hamas terrorists. The ages of the 239 captives range from 6 months into the 80s, many requiring ongoing care according to their families. Nevertheless, during the 5 weeks since their capture, no name list or proof of life has been provided, nor has the Red Cross visited any of the victims. Nevertheless, Israel remains under intense pressure to accept ceasefires. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.